Nedarim, Perek Hey, Mishnah Gimel 5-3. Again, Hamud Hanam Bachavero. We have Reuven and Shimon, and Shimon's restricted from getting benefit from Reuven. The question is, let's say Reuven said that he was forbidding any benefit of his property to Shimon. The question is, what happens if Reuven owned something, but he's rented it out, like leased it, to somebody else, a third party, let's say Levi. Okay? So the halacha is, in general, the Torah's view is that when a person rents something or leases something out, he still is the owner. In this case, Reuven would still be the owner of the apartment that he's given as a three-year rental to Levi. It's just that Levi has rights to live there at the time. The question is, would then that apartment that Levi's living in, which is actually owned by Reuven, but he has no real rights in it currently because he leased it out, rented it, is that included in the nether? So the Mishnah says, if he has, and the examples given in the Mishnah are a merchatz, a bathhouse that he owns, or a beis habad, an oil press, that is muskarin ba'ir, that is rented out to a third party in the city. The question is, again, in the case of the Mishnah here, may Shimon, who's restricted by the nether, make use of the bathhouse or make use of that oil press? So the Mishnah says, im yesh lo behen tfisas yad, asur. If Reuven still has his hand in, a stake in, an active piece of the beis habad, the press, or the bathhouse, so then Shimon would be forbidden from making use of it. So the way the Bartanura learns, which is like the Rambam, what that would mean is that, let's say, for example, there were 10 bathtubs in the public bath, and when they were rented out from Reuven to Levi, Reuven kept one bath for himself. That's his personal bath, no one's to use it. Therefore, he hasn't totally relinquished all rights to it. He's got a piece that still belongs to him. And therefore, that would mean that when Reuven said, all my property, he had in mind also the bathhouse, because he has a piece of the bathhouse, namely, you know, that one bath which is still his. So it's all about what's going on inside Reuven's head when he included things that he refers to as his property. And he certainly would have also had in mind the bathhouse, because he has a particular piece which is not included in the rental. It's his. And that being the case, Shimon would then be restricted from the entire bathhouse. That's the Bartanura learns. Worth noting is that the Ran learns that it's not about holding a specific piece, but even if Reuven still has like an economic interest, like he's like a 10% owner on the LLC which owns the bathhouse, or he gets half the profits that are generated from the bathhouse, something like that. So then, even though he's totally rented it out to Levi, but since he has like an economic stake in it, he considered it part of his property and therefore would be included as well. According to that pshat, it's very possible that we're not really talking about Lashem B'nei Adam, what people mean when they say my property. It may well be that if he rented it out in full without getting any economic stake back, like for example renting an apartment out, so then for sure Reuven would have no rights to restrict Shimon from going into the apartment that he rented out in full to Levi. And the Mishnah continues, Ha'omer l'chavero konam leveischa sha'ani nichnas. A person says, not translating literally, he's taking a vow, a neder, not to enter into this fellow's house. But the way he says it is, konam, it's forbidden to me like a korban, leveischa, your house is sha'ani nichnas, should I enter it? So your house is restricted from me. Or he says, v'sadcha ani lokeach, or your field is restricted from me purchasing it. In such a case, we're talking about only when it is, let's say it was Shimon taking the restriction, so it's while it was Reuven's house or Reuven's field, because that's what he said. And therefore, mace, should Reuven die, o shemachru l'acher, or if Reuven sells it to a third party, then it stops being Reuven's. Now Reuven's dead, or Reuven sold it to somebody else, so therefore to other persons. And therefore, mutter. Now Shimon can go into that house or buy that field. On the other hand, if the term he used wasn't your house or your field, but rather this house or this field, as the Mishnah says, konam levayis ze, sha'ani nechnas. It's this house that I swear I will not go into under penalty of whatever the netter is. Or sada sha'ani lokeach, or there's a vow against whatever it is, like it could be a loaf of bread, could be benefit from the field itself. Should I purchase this field? Since we're talking about this house or this field, it doesn't matter who the owner is, meis, even if the current owner Reuven dies, o shemachr la'acher, or if Reuven sells it to a third party, it doesn't matter, asur, the house or field still remains forbidden to Shimon, because that's the nature of his vow. And the point of our mission here is that's what a person means when he says it, and we take a person to mean what he says, and we interpret his vow exactly as he says it.